State lawmakers have just 1 week until the state budget is due. They say despite the coronavirus outbreak, they intend to meet the deadline and will use precautions to avoid meeting in large groups. They face a daunting task of putting together a spending plan while a multi-billion dollar deficit grows each day. More from our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the budget deficit could rise to $15 billion as the stock market tanks and the economy's at a standstill. Despite those challenges, Cuomo is confident a spending plan can be in place by April 1, and it can even have some of the other unrelated items in it that Cuomo has proposed. They include legalizing the adult use of recreational marijuana, rolling back some of the bail reform changes that ended most forms of cash bail on January 1, and banning flavored vaping products.
We will pass a budget and address the policy items that we laid out and we discussed, because it's not just about passing a budget and the numbers. There are many policy initiatives that I laid out back in January, and we're going to pursue all of them.
Cuomo is also seeking greater powers in the budget to move money around later in the year as the state's true financial picture becomes clearer. His budget director, Robert Mujica, explains.
We need a budget that's in place that gives us the flexibility to hold payments back, modulate things, move payments ahead of time for health care. So that's really the budget that you're going to need.
David Friedfeld with the fiscal watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission says giving the governor new powers in the budget would set a bad precedent. He says it's better to have the legislature come back later in the year when hopefully it will be safe to meet again and consider the changes.
And they should come back in 3 months, 6 months, whenever is necessary in order to amend the budget. It's better to do that than set up a system where the executive would enshrine themselves with additional power.
Some, including the Republican minority party leaders in both houses of the legislature, say lawmakers should do a bare-bones budget that sticks to spending-related items. They say there's time to do other policy initiatives later in the year, when hopefully it will be safe for the full legislature to meet again and to once again allow lobbyists and interest groups into the Capitol. The Capitol is currently closed to visitors. Friedfeld agrees.
Later on, whenever things return to normal, then you could come back and address those important policy issues.
The Senate and Assembly have not met in over a week. When they briefly met on March 18th to approve paid sick leave for quarantined workers, Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said the entire spending plan has to be reevaluated.
Every single assumption that we had has got to be challenged and has got to be adjusted for the realities that we are in.
Progressive groups and some Democratic lawmakers want to raise taxes on the wealthy to help balance the budget. Stewart-Cousins is against that idea. She represents parts of Westchester County, and several members of her Democratic conference are from Long Island, where combined state and local taxes are already the highest in the nation.
I don't know how we tax our way, frankly, out of this.
Stewart-Cousins says federal help is needed. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie agrees that New York is not going to be able to manage on its own.
If we don't do something that continues a circulation of money into the national economy and here in New York State, we are going to be headed for maybe not even a recession, but a total depression.
Governor Cuomo is not pleased with federal bailout efforts so far, though, and he says the bill passed by Congress is not enough. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.